Monday, October 20th. Romo Seltzer brings you Vox Pops, the voice of the people, conducted by Clark Johnson and Wally Butterworth, broadcasting from the United States Naval Academy at Annapolis, Maryland. The entire regiment of more than 3,000 midshipmen is gathered here in Dahlgren Hall for this special broadcast of Vox Pops. The midshipman regimental commander, George Weems, is about to call the midshipmen to attention. First, you'll hear his command, then the battalion commanders, Willis, Andrews, O'Sullivan, and Field, relaying the command, and finally a cheer from the entire regiment here at the Naval Academy. Listen.
Regiment, attention! First battalion, attention! Second battalion, attention!
Third battalion, attention! Fourth battalion, attention!
Come on in, Clark Johnson.
Okay, Bill Bivens, and right into Vox Pop with a midshipman of the first class. That's the... No, sir, that's the second class.
That's right.
Yes, sir, and to you landlubbers out there, that means a junior in college, that right?
That's right.
You are Paul Paget, land of Wyoming.
That's right.
Good old state of Wyoming. By any chance, did you ever do any cowboying?
Well, I was cowboy 2 years.
You're not kidding me.
Oh, no, I wouldn't kid you. Oh, that's one thing I wouldn't do.
Well, now, look, your legs are rather straight.
Well, I'm standing practically at parade rest. But, back at old Wyoming, you know, we have these broom tails. They run awful fast, and boy, they could sure get out from under you.
Well, it takes a little while to acquire cow boy's bull legs, huh?
Well, I started pretty young, but I'm not old.
Tell me, Mr. Paget, did you come into the Army directly from school?
Attaboy. No, this is the Navy. Right from the Navy.
You right from the Navy?
From the Navy into the Navy.
The reason I asked that, somebody told me you'd been in the Army.
Oh, no.
No?
No. No. Never in the Army? No, no.
Okay, brother. Tell me, Mr. Paget, where in the United States is it legal for a man to have three wives?
Three wives?
Uh-huh.
I think it's Annapolis. You know, I got three, and I think it's legal.
That's right. Naturally, every man here, his roommate, is called his wife. So you have four men in your room, that right?
Four men.
Well, midshipman Cowboy Paget, no doubt you get homesick for your old horse, don't you?
Oh, them wide-open faces call me awful
strong. Well, just for that, we have brought along a cute little hobby horse so that you wouldn't get homesick.
Oh, this breaks my heart. Don't kid me.
Oh, isn't he cute, boy. Huh?
Well, just like a groomtail.
An old pink pony, maybe, huh? Say, I'm sure you recall a lot of things from your plebe days, do you?
Well,
for instance, what's the most important thing in a lifeboat? Mm-hmm.
Well, I'd sure hate to be down over the side with the plug out.
I just remember after all that would be. Is that right, fellas? Is that the most important thing? Okay, well, for that, you're not a plug at tennis, are you? Pretty good at the game?
We hope you are, because Romo Seltzer wants you to have this champion, real champion, tennis racket.
Well, I sure learned to.
Oh, boy. And you might get you.
Oh, yeah. A bunch of balls, too.
Oh, boy.
Now, Mr. Paget, every man at the Naval Academy is an athlete, I know. That includes hopping at the hop. And what I want to know now is this. I understand that all... functions of that nature are called hops, except one. Which one is not a hop?
Well, I think I'll go to the ring dance in about 19th of December.
The ring dance?
And,
what is that?
Well, you take your best girl, if you got one.
Yeah?
And, of course, they usually get married before you get here, you know. Out of the... But anyway, you take her through the big ring, which they have before, well, I don't know whether it's Memorial Hall this time or not, but anyway, if you're shy or backward, or bold, he'll bestow upon her the best kiss you can put out.
Oh, is that it, huh? How about the ring? Where does that come in?
Well, the ring, just before you go in, why, they dip it in about, 7 C, something like that.
And you give her your class ring?
Oh, no.
No.
What
is it, an A ring?
Well, it depends. If you're pretty serious about the situation, why, you give her a miniature.
I see.
But she gives you your ring.
I got it.
Put her on your finger.
So that's here's the one. Now, Mr. Paget, I understand that every midshipman is taught to talk about anything at any time, at any length around here.
Uh-oh.
So we're going to try out a little bit. A drag, of course, is a midshipman's date. That's a date for a hop or something. Now, we've heard that a midshipman really knows what to do, talk about a drag, you know. I want you to start in and give us a 30-second description of a perfect drag. That's a 4.0 drag.
You mean I only get 30 seconds?
30 seconds. That's all you get.
Wow, this is going to be easy. Well, to start out with, if she wears too much white stuff,
Fuzz.
Fuzz.
Yeah.
Thank you. Well, anyway, if she wears too much, that's in the 4.0.
Uh-huh.
But, boy, she's good looking. She's a 4.0 in most people's language.
Yeah.
Well, you know, the girl that really has the I can't define that. But anyway, around here we think that it's pretty nice for a girl to, well, like to have a good time, not be too formal.
I believe you could talk on indefinitely, Mr. Baggett.
Well,
I believe
you could.
Well, anyway, for that, Bromo Seltzer, you're a very good talker.
Thank you.
Let's to present you with a khaki uniform for summer, one that you can use when you graduate. Here it is. Bring it out, boys.
Thank you very much.
Bill Bivens,
how about it?
Okay, fine. Have you ever noticed when you've been suffering from a headache, you often feel nervous, irritable, with upset stomach? Well, the reason is really quite simple. You see, a headache is often a vicious circle. The pain is apt to cause your nerves to become jumpy. Often it upsets your stomach. That's why it's so very important to take a preparation which works three ways: on the head, nerves, and stomach. That is precisely how Bromo Seltzer works. You see, this formula contains medically recognized properties which, first, relieve the pain of the headache itself. Second, help calm jumpy nerves. Third, help settle upset stomach. It's because of this remarkable three-way action that relief comes so fast. Why, you feel better so quickly, more alert, both mentally and physically. Of course, if you're troubled with persistent or recurring headaches, you should see your doctor. But for that occasional splitting headache, take Bromo Seltzer. See what a difference it makes when you use a preparation that works on the head, nerves, and stomach, all at the same time. Okay, Wally, let's continue from the United States Naval Academy.
Thank you, Bill. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. You know, a third classman at the Naval Academy is called a youngster. That means a sophomore in the regular type of college to you, ladies and gentlemen, listening. A member of the 4th Battalion here, we present Midshipman Vance Cox. What is your hometown, Mr. Cox?
Well, my hometown is Farragut, Iowa. I'm very proud of that. Farragut, you know, old Navy town.
Oh, old Navy.
Shipbuilding center and all.
Yes, a shipbuilding center.
Well,
where do you launch them?
Well, that's a problem. We have a river about a mile and a half out of town. I'm considering that.
I see. By the way, would you bring out those two little gadgets we want to use here for props for this gentleman? I have a little stunt that we're going to do together, if you don't mind, sir. And while they're bringing it out, I understand that all of the midshipmen here have separate laundry numbers and that they run from about 10 to 3,306. I'm sure most of the gentlemen know their own laundry number. Would you call out any number between 10 and 3,306, please?
Now, no curfew, please.
Mr. Cox.
1,303.
Will the gentleman with that laundry number stand up and raise his hand, quickly? Make a noise and holler. 1303, is he here?
There he is.
All right, quiet. Will you please yell your name and battalion? Come running right on up. What's your name and battalion, sir? Welsh? 3rd Battalion, step up and win yourself. Mr. Welsh of the 3rd Battalion, step up and win a handsome portable radio. Your number was drawn out of the hat. Now, Mr. Cox, right back to action.
Just a minute.
No, sir, you're not going to eat that. Just for the moment, will you put that plate, that saucer, on the top of your head? Just put that on top of your head and balance it. I just want to see how this Naval Academy position is here. Now, you'll have to keep that there all the time, and I'm going to do the same thing. Now, put out your chest and put that piece of toast right there, and don't let it fall. And I'll put one on myself, and I'll also pin this. That thing's liable to go any minute. I'll put my post right here on my coat, see? And throw out my chest. Now, of course, we're not supposed to lose this all during this interview.
Right?
I lost the plate already, but that's all right. I'm depending upon you. Now, I understand that I want you to do a little reporting for me. Yeah. Will you tap out these numbers, please, in bells? Make it five.
Starboard side light, mast head light, right light, lifeboat watch alert, sir.
Don't hold that post with your hands, sir. Throw out your chest and leave it up there itself.
Oh, you want the...
Yeah, you see how mine is out? That's the idea. That's fine. That's fine. Now, would you tap out six bells, please? Reporter.
Whoop, whoop, whoop. Oh.
And will you report seven bells quickly, sir?
Seven bells and all's well in Carnival Hall, sir.
Good for you, sir. You really lassoed to keep that...
That's fine.
So do I have mine. I haven't lost it. Now, sir, you've lassoed that very well, and for that, bring out that handsome cowboy hat and that brace of Gene Autry's special pearl-handled pistols with a holster. Watch out for that coat. There's your coat. Off you go.
Any real Gene Autry
specials, sir? Gene Autry specials, I promise you. So you come, Mr. Cox, from Farragut, Iowa.
Farragut, Iowa, yes.
Good. In the beautiful window here, which has the picture, I might say, of Admiral Farragut, tell me the position of his hand.
Yes, sir, I can tell you that accurately. I memorized that, too. Thought of giving it to a church when I get to be an admiral or something.
That's
serious,
it?
Sir. He's, you know, of course, he secured himself in there. The rattling's there, and he has one hand with his glass in, holding the glass in one hand, and the other one grasping the clouds in the rear.
By glass, you mean a telescope?
Yes, I mean a telescope.
That is correct, sir.
Oh, yes, sir.
Now, a first and second classman, of course, are known as gentlemen around the academy. A third classman, as I said before, is called a youngster. Would you give me the definition, really, of a plebe?
Well, sir, I tell
you... Is he a baby?
No, not quite that. He's... Well, the fact is, sir, I don't really believe his age, sir. He's around the academy, sir, we think of him as just a little below a human aspect. Perhaps five fathoms below the bottom of a whale or something.
The poor fellow. Well, I'll tell you. I wish to reward you at this time with something a little more personal. For you, we have a beautiful 8mm movie camera and film. Will you bring it out, please? And I assure you, gentlemen, I assure you that this is very authentic. The Superintendent's Officers and Cadet Corps of the United States Military Academy at West Point cordially invite Midshipman Vance Cox of the United States Naval Academy at Annapolis to attend any regular West Point hop.
Where am I going, sir?
Now, I noticed, Mr. Cox, that there's quite a rivalry between the four battalions here at the Naval Academy.
The other battalion, sir.
What is your battalion, sir?
What is your battalion, sir?
The fourth. All right, sir. In your opinion, what makes the fourth battalion better than the first, second, or third?
Well, there are any number of reasons, sir. We're all of us better physical specimens, and...
he just lost the toast. All right, sir.
We dance a little better, we think. Yes. The girls don't, but we do, and... I don't know. We have a song, too, and we can sing it better than the other battalions, sir, if they had a song.
Do you make finer naval officers?
Oh, much finer.
You do, sir.
It's all occasion, sir. We're quite away from the thing that keeps us good around here, and...
Then, Mr. Cox, I'm inclined to believe you because I know that a midshipman always tells the truth. But, of course,
yeah.
I was just wondering by the expression out there if those gentlemen agreed with me. I'm sure they do. No?
How about
it, Fourth Battalion? Would I find a young lady's picture if I looked in your room or your locker?
Well, probably, sir. Two of them, I think.
Two of them? Well, might I ask how affairs stand just now?
Well, I'm not exactly sure, sir. It's been,
We won't go into that. No, I see. I thought. I'm very sympathetic with your cause, but I suggest a remedy.
I found a new sweetheart for you, and I'd like you... Do you have that telephone here? I'd just like you to talk to this young lady. She's really very beautiful, and she's not only charming, but just a peach at heart. Will you talk to her?
Delighted. Hello? Hello? Might I,
talk to this? Yes, absolutely.
Who is it? Hello? Yes, who's there? Just fine, thanks. How are you?
Well, now, who is it? Who is it?
Why, it's your mother. Of course
it is.
Now, go on and talk to her.
Gentlemen, I really didn't play quite fair with the midshipman because I had mine pinned on, you see.
Okay, and now we really have a first batsman. He's a fourth striper, too, and that means one of the four battalion commanders here at the Naval Academy. His name is Henry C. Field, and you're home in Seattle, Washington, is that right?
That's correct, sir.
I'm mighty glad to be with you. What battalion are you?
Fourth battalion.
Oh, fourth again.
Your class graduates soon, doesn't it, Mr. Field?
Yes, sir, December the 19th. 58 days and about 11 hours.
That's all. All right, and after your 15-day leave, I believe it's 15 days, then where do you go?
Well, they send them all out to sleep. They'll be scattered from Iceland to California to Pearl Harbor. And...
You mean each midshipman is assigned to the fleet upon graduation?
Yes, each midshipman goes to a ship.
I know you can hardly wait for that. They like it. Boy, they do like it. So can you tell me quickly what the three unpardonable sins are here at the Naval Academy?
That's easy, sir. Lying, cheating, and stealing.
Yes, sir, and everybody knows that when a naval man gives his word, that's all you need to say. But now I'm going to test you a little bit on that. I've got for you an electric toaster. It's not disguised, and I don't know what you're going to do with it. Just hang on to it. Admiral Wilson is sitting right down here on the front row. Why not? What is that?
You might be officers in for a little toaster tonight.
Very good idea. Now, that's something that I've never known. I don't know very much about ships. Can you tell me where is and what is the poop deck on a ship?
The poop deck?
Yeah.
Oh.
Well, who's the raised around there? What happened?
The poop deck is a raised deck above the main deck near the stern of the ship.
Oh, it's right there.
Back there, yes.
I see. Well, nothing particular goes on.
Oh, well, they used to have a few officers back there, but they don't have the decks anymore now, sir.
Okay, well, I'm here to help you when you join your fleet assignment in January. Bromos also wants to present you with this handsome, really handsome navigator's watch. I know you can use it.
Yes, sir, I can use that.
Now, Miss Steele, do you recall that famous old drill, man overboard?
Of course, sir. That's a required part of every plebe's education.
And you haven't forgotten it. Well, we'd like to hear it. So now, we have asked four plebes to come up and to go through it for us. They're Midshipman Russ Bryan of Red Oak, Iowa, Dick Genie of New York City, Joe Slager of Michigan City, Indiana, and Bob Atwell of Laramie, Wyoming. Now, for the famous man overboard drill. Oscar, to whom it is. Think over, Mr. Field.
Man overboard on the port side.
Stall engine stop! Left full rudder! Breakout number 5 flag! Fire the gun!
Boom!
Blow the whistle!
Rip, rip, rip!
Ooh!
Heat army!
Bosun mate! Bosun mate! Where's my bosun's mate?
Here I am, Chief. Bosun's mate, aye, aye.
Bosun's mate, take charge.
Aye, aye, sir.
Stand by the lifeboat, crew. Stand by the man lifeboat number 2. Man the lifeboat. Stand by the lower weight together. Lower weight together, fellas.
All right. Take care, Coxswain.
Okay, by me it's agreeable.
Test up the after falls. Test up the forward falls. Test up the cleaner while you're at it, will you please? Stand by your oars. Ready? Up oars. Stand by to pull away together. Pull away together. A one, a two, a one, two, three.
Go!
Well, that was well done, although censored just a little bit, I'm afraid. And for each of the four plebes, we want to give you a 6th electric shaver. It saves your time in the morning. And, of course, Mr. Field, you shave, too. So here's another 6th electric shaver for uniform shave. And thank you very much. We enjoyed having you.
Come on, Wally. Here is one of the most interesting letters I've ever read. It's from Mrs. Margaret Ingram of Bath, Maine. I'm in my 69th year and can well remember my mother taking Bromo Seltzer in London, England, when I was a child. It gives a quick relief from headaches and also helps calm the nerves. What greater tribute, what better proof could you ask for the effectiveness of Bromo Seltzer in fighting headaches than this letter from Mrs. Margaret Ingram? So next time your head is throbbing and your nerves have gone haywire and your stomach feels upset, take Bromo Seltzer according to directions on the label. See what a difference it makes when you take a product that works on the head, nerves, and stomach, all at the same time. Okay, Wally, let's carry on.
All for the thrill of being a first-classman at the Academy, graduating within a couple of months in a commission as ensign at the Navy. Well, our victim is Midshipman William Bill Willard, one of the Academy's 4 battalion commanders. The first, is it that, Mr. Willard?
Well.
Where are you from, sir?
Atlanta, Georgia.
How'd you get in the Navy?
Well, I was Shanghai.
Shanghai?
I took an exam from Georgia Tech Naval ROTC much against my will, but naturally I'm glad I'm here now.
I bet you are. Feels pretty good tonight, brother.
Not a good.
Good. You did come from Georgia Tech, as you told me.
That's right.
Mr. Willis, what is the primary reason and purpose behind every course here at the Naval Academy?
To train officers to fight the fleet.
Fight the fleet?
Fight the fleet.
You're not fight our fleet, are you?
No, that's a term known to all naval men everywhere, but to laymen it's not quite so well known. It simply means to train officers to man the various stations aboard ship.
Most efficiently.
Most efficiently.
Good. You want orchids on that one, or rather roses. Bring the gentleman 3 dozen roses, will you please? And right along with it, Mr. Willis, may I say this nice big platter of Maryland fried chicken.
Oh, you
thank you very much. Now, Mr. Willis, it's gray in color. It has been sunk by the Navy more than any other ship afloat. What is it?
Gray in color.
Has been sunk by the Navy more than any other ship afloat. It's not a ship. What is it? If the Navy hits it squarely, it generally goes down within 60 minutes flat.
Well, it could be about 2,000 cadets everywhere.
The gray of the Army. All right. Now, the Navy has to look out for revolutions, of course. Where in the world can we find a new revolution starting every morning?
The revolution of the earth.
Why, of course. You're giving me a lot of trouble here. I can see that. We all know the famous words of John Paul Jones, the father of our American Navy. I have not yet begun to fight. You're now Stephen Decatur, speaking at a dinner in Norfolk, Virginia. What famous words did you utter?
I gave a toast. My country. Makes you ever be right, but right or wrong, my country.
Correct, sir. You are now midshipman number 355, the class of 1858. And you're at a place called Manila Bay. What famous words did you utter?
I'm Georgie, dear, and I said, you may fire when you're ready, Goodly.
Well, I'm going to fire something at you, sir, because I'm just about ready. We have for you, upon your graduation, a very handsome set of gold buttons for your white service uniform, your mess jacket, and your evening dress. Will you bring them out, please, sir? Now, Mr. Willis, I'm sure that you have a pretty girl who rates above all the others, not so?
Right.
Who is she?
With my friend Brooks of Atlanta, Georgia.
Not pretty, from Atlanta, Georgia.
That's right.
You correspond with her regularly?
Oh, about once a day.
What? Well, that's pretty regular. Might I ask when you received her last letter and what she said?
Well, I received her last letter, but, you know, in these days of stress and strain and international situations, I must plead that it was confidential.
Well, I don't blame you, sir. Now, in the event that this conflicts with your plans, we'll be very glad to change it. But in the event that it doesn't conflict with your plans, you're having a hop here this coming Saturday night, are you not?
Yes, sir.
All right, with the compliments of Bromo Seltzer, we wish to award the complete expenses of Miss Ann Brooks from Atlanta, Georgia to Annapolis, and her hotel at Carville Hall, that she might be here with you for the hop this coming Saturday night. Is that all right, dear? And thank you very much. All right, Bob.
You know, folks, everybody likes a redhead, freckle-faced sort of a chap, and there's just something about him, you know. Well, here's such a one now.
His name is Nick Longfield. He's from Hanford, California.
That right, sir? Yes, it is. All right in dear old Hanford.
And there's nothing on your sleeve. I take it that you're a plebe. Is that right?
Yes, I'm one of those lowly plebes.
Ah,
only I believe we rate much better than that.
You tell him, plebe. You tell him. Yes, sir. Stand up for it. Well, I'm told that every plebe is a walking bureau of information. Let's find out. How many days, Mr. Longfield?
Well, I'll have to make a guess.
You shouldn't guess.
I've been carrying on all weekend and I was on watch today.
All right, give me a figure.
About 60 or 59.
All right, boys, you know what? Is that right? No, that's not right, they tell me. Now, in every midshipman's locker, as we've found, there's a picture. Have you got room for another one in yours?
Well, I believe so.
Well, have you got room for this beautiful, almost life-size photograph of Dorothy Lamour?
Yes, I'm afraid that I do.
So what's your hobby, Mr. Longfield?
Well, when I'm not doing anything, I just don't do anything.
Oh, when you're not doing anything, you just don't do it, huh? Well, and speaking of your hobby, we hope perhaps to solve that you take it up and be a scratch shooter. So we're going to provide you with a handsome leather golf bag filled with golf clubs. And may you win. So how long does it take you? Suppose you were in... we'll hold it for you. Don't worry. We'll hang on to it. Suppose you were in shower and in a shower bath and the bell rang and you've got just 3 minutes before the late bell rings for a formation. Would you get it? Would you get that?
I'm afraid that I wouldn't, but I've heard of many of the people that do.
So how long would you take?
Oh, it'd take me about 10.
Uh-oh. Wait a minute. Yeah, the phone rang. Now, here's a little something that you didn't expect. Out in Hollywood is a glamorous Paramount star who has just finished the picture Malaya and is now making the Two Sin. She is waiting on the phone in her dressing room at Paramount Studios just to talk to you. May I present Midshipman Longfield? May I present Midshipman Longfield? Miss Dorothy Lamour? Here you are, Miss Dorothy.
Oh, hiya, Dottie. Say, I'm sending you my autograph picture. Thanks a whole lot for yours. Say, do you happen to have an extra sorrel around?
I think we better take this shipment off there.
All right, Wally, how are you? Ready? Okay, Joe. All right,
we'll be here. Our next guest this evening is also going to be a feed, one of the babies at the Academy. Your name, sir?
Valentine Gray.
Where are you from, sir?
Queens, New York.
Queens, New York.
That's right.
Our next guest is also going to be a feed, one of the babies at the Academy. Your name, sir?
Valentine Gray.
Where are you from, sir?
Queens, New York.
Queens, New York.
That's right.
Are we too late to interview Mr. and Gray?
Well, we'll give you all your prizes and interview you immediately after.
All right, just a minute, Miller.
Fine.
Friends, there are two important things to remember next time you're suffering from a dreadful, spitting headache. First, that Bromo-Seltzer not only quickly relieves the pain, but also helps calm nerves and settle upset stomach. That's why you feel better so fast the Bromo-Seltzer way. Second, you can actually try a Bromo-Seltzer for as little as 10 cents. And in this way, discover what countless thousands already know, that there's nothing better for a headache than a Bromo-Seltzer. Next week, Box Pop will broadcast a salute to the world premiere of The Breath of the Blues from New Orleans. Tonight's broadcast does not constitute an endorsement of the product advertised by the Navy Department or the personnel of the United States Naval Academy, as they do not endorse any product. Bill Bevin speaking. This is the Columbia Broadcasting System.